professionalism.
You have called for self-defense units, rifle clubs,
oh, yes,
ready to execute on the spot those who threaten Negroes.
I don't think that I said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't think I said that.
All right.
I have called for rifle clubs, that I think Negroes should, in areas where the police, whether it be federal, state, or city, have proven their inability or their unwillingness to defend Negroes, the lives and the property of Negroes, then it's only intelligent and it's only right that Negroes protect themselves, and I have encouraged them to buy a rifle and a shotgun, which according to the Constitution is legal.
For what?
Not buy a pistol or something like that, but a rifle or a shotgun, which is constitutionally legal.
For what purpose?
So that at any time anyone makes any effort whatsoever to brutalize them or attack them or endanger them, they should have something to defend themselves. And in a country that spends, I think, $50 billion a year for defense alone, I'm shocked that there's apprehension over Negroes trying to do something to defend themselves.